This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Russia claims to have taken control of 97% of one of the two provinces that make up Ukraine's Donbas, bringing the Kremlin closer to its goal of fully capturing the eastern industrial heartland of coal mines and factories there. The Russian defense minister says that Moscow's forces hold nearly all of the Luhansk province, and it appears that Russia now occupies roughly half of the Donetsk province, according to Ukrainian officials and military analysts. Academy Award-winning actor Matthew McConaughey made an appearance at the White House to call on Congress to reach a higher ground and pass gun control legislation in honor of the children and teachers killed in last month's shooting rampage at an elementary school in his hometown of Uvalde, Texas. In the highly personal 22-minute speech, McConaughey exhorted a gridlock Congress to pass gun reforms that can save lives without infringing on Second Amendment rights.
It's come to the common table that represents the American people. Find a middle ground, the place where most of us Americans live anyway, especially on this issue. Because I promise you, America, you and me, we are not as divided as we are being told we are.
And McConaughey, a gun owner himself, specifically called on Congress to bolster background checks for gun purchases and raise the minimum age to purchase an AR-15-style rifle from 18 to 21. He also earlier said that he considered a run for governor of Texas before taking a pass and met privately with U.S. President Joe Biden. This is